there's no denying the Bald Hill Prairie Preserve is a pretty special place. Last year, the Byron Forest Preserve District acquired the Gravel Hill Prairie that had been used for cattle grazing for decades. For one thing, Forest Preserve Executive Director Todd Tucker says it's the second highest point in Ogle County.
The difference in elevation in a relatively small acreage, 190 foot and 160 acres is a lot. We have the state largest tree now on top of it, which I'm sure we'll talk about later. We have endangered owl species, short-eared owl.
Wait, what? The biggest tree in Illinois? Really? It's an eastern cottonwood, somehow growing untouched and unnoticed in northern Illinois for a couple hundred years. The land of oak savannas and pancake flat prairies, now corn and soybeans. Here? Pardon my skepticism. The biggest? Journalists are taught to be wary of anything ending in EST.
So are you officially the biggest tree in Illinois?
Yes.
That's Mark Herman, Education Director for the Byron Forest Preserve.
Put on the Big Tree website. There's a Big Tree website, but yeah. They don't update that very frequently. So it's...
They're very understaffed, one.
Yeah.
It's a state thing.
And I wanted... It's my measurements. We did the height with a drone with good elevation software and stuff. And measuring it around, it's not rocket science, you know, but I did want somebody to come out and confirm it because it's so close to the other tree. It's a bald cypress in the Cache River Bottoms. That scored a 487 and our tree scores a 491. They just don't have people to send out there, so they took our word for it. And we're obviously just not a layperson, you know, in the backyard. We do some of this type of stuff for a living.
So the Ogle County cottonwood beats the Pulaski County cypress by just 4 points, 491 to 487. Those numbers mean nothing to most people, but that's the standard way to judge a big tree. It's based on height, diameter, and the canopy or crown. Before we head into the heart of Bald Hill to see this alleged monster, let's check in with the one person who could crush or confirm this dream. Jay Hayek is the University of Illinois Extension's forestry specialist and keeper of the Big Tree List. In an email, Hayek confirmed that the eastern cottonwood that Todd Tucker nominated is indeed the biggest tree in Illinois based on the measurements that he supplied and self-verified. Hayek even called it very impressive. We'll set aside the big tree purist argument for now about whether this is a single stem or a fused stem tree, which may or may not matter anyway. Hayek states, "We are currently considering this specimen as the largest big tree in Illinois." Okay, it's official.
Okay, we're coming up on the big tree.
Back to Bald Hill Prairie Preserve with Todd Tucker and Mark Herman.
Actually, you see it off in the distance.
Okay.
The far distance. And like I said, it doesn't...
It doesn't look that big till you get close.
Yeah, because it's in a ravine or whatever else. But the closer you get... And even when we were walking the property when I first found it, I said to my restoration superintendent, I'm like, wow, that's a pretty big tree. He's like, yeah. And it had shrubs around it, and it was kind of hidden a little bit. And the closer you get to it, the more you're like, oh my goodness. And I think when I first went up to it, you know, I'm 6 foot two, I have an over a 6 foot reach. It took me six times of, you know, putting my hands around the bark and measuring, you know, where my last hand was. It took me six times to hug the tree to get all the way around it. And I was like, man, we might have something here.
I'm seeing it now. Wow. But how was it when you first...
It was like, oh my God. Yeah, it's huge.
Well, you can also see that we've cut away a lot of the smaller trees which are starting to grow up around it. Now sort of hiding the bottom of it. It was a big thicket here of invasive plants and sticker bushes and all sorts of nasty things.
Todd Tucker estimates this tree is as old as Illinois itself. That would make it a bicentennial tree. And it's one lucky tree at that. Cottonwoods love water. So what's it doing in a gravel prairie? It's positioned perfectly to catch the runoff whenever rain moves through and down the hill.
Part of the reason why this tree is probably here too is because it's so low, cottonwoods actually have four times more moisture and water in the tree than normal trees, so it makes it very susceptible to lightning strikes and conducting. So since it's at the lowest point of this property and most of the hill behind us is 190 foot higher than this tree, most of the storms from the south and the west over the summer and spring and stuff like that kind of shelter. It goes up over top of it. And so it's been kind of secluded from the wind and probably lightning. And that's probably the reason it has gotten to be the age it is.
120 feet tall, 28 and a half feet around. This eastern cottonwood is ready to meet its public.
Okay, so this is ridiculous, but now that this sat here unknown for 200 years, now I'm feeling paranoid that something's going to happen to us. No,
you're not the only one. I thought we'll have this big event and it'll get struck down by lightning and burn up, and we've had the biggest tree for only about 3 months. But at the same time, you know, it didn't get to be 200 years old just out of a whim, and, you know, hopefully it hangs on for a little while.
And big trees are fluid, so they die, and then someone discovers another one that's bigger that you didn't know about. So it's always changing.
The public gets a chance to stand in the shadow of the biggest tree in Illinois at the grand opening of the Bald Hill Prairie Preserve in Mount Morris, Saturday, April 28th. The day after Arbor Day, that is. I'm Susan Stevens.